California lawmakers move to make January Human Trafficking Awareness Month. Sacramento, California. Joined by sex trafficking survivors, law enforcement officials, a bipartisan group of fellow lawmakers, and representatives from the trucking industry focused on stopping the crime, California Senator Shannon Grove announced a plan to recognize January 2024 as National Human Trafficking Awareness Month during a press conference on the steps of the Capitol January 25. "We introduced this resolution to make sure that communities are aware of what's going on and parents are aware about how to educate your families and loved ones to avoid this dark underworld," Ms. Grove told the Epoch Times after the press conference. Ms. Grove's Senate Concurrent Resolution 97 outlines the importance of educating the public about human trafficking and notes the nearly 50 million individuals trafficked worldwide during 2021. With more than 1,300 trafficking cases in California during 2021, "the issue is more prevalent than many are aware of," she said. "This is happening in our high schools and our junior highs and across the state of California," Ms. Grove said. With a new law in effect as of January 1 strengthening penalties for child sex traffickers and making the crime a strikeable offense under the state's three strikes law, California legislators are seeking to raise awareness about the issue to help put an end to the crime. Authored also by Ms. Grove, Senate Bill 14 was signed into law last year after a tumultuous path through the legislature. The proposal was killed by the Assembly Public Safety Committee before Governor Gavin Newsom and Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas intervened, and the bill was given another hearing where it ultimately passed. "We were devastated that the bill died in public safety," Ms. Groves said. "But the media engaged, and the governor engaged, and together we were successful. Solving problems by reaching across the political aisle is the most effective and sustainable strategy," the Republican senator suggested. "Government works best for the people when they do things together," Ms. Groves said. "When it's all one party or the other, it doesn't serve the public's best interests." One Democrat colleague, who was at the press conference with her, representing the assembly, agreed. "Bipartisan is the way. You've got to take your Democrat or Republican hat off and recognize this is about community," Assemblyman Carlos Villapudua told the Epoch Times. "We've got a way to go, but this is more than a start." Together with Assemblywoman Gail Pellerin, Mr. Villapudua introduced January 12 his own resolution on the issue, with similar language to Ms. Grove's Senate version. Seeking to build partnerships with private industry to address the issue, Mr. Villapudua brought the California Truckers Association into the picture. Highlighting the important role that truckers can play in identifying trafficking victims, as they are constantly on the road, at rest stops, and gas stations and could be prone to seeing such crimes in progress, will yield positive results, the assemblyman said, adding they can also help spread awareness. "To have the truckers be a part of this team is a home run for all of us," Mr. Villapudua said. "They're eyes and ears on the road that can help keep our communities safe." Law enforcement officials said the Truckers Association's support will help inform the public with special wraps and stickers on their vehicles. Citing the breadth of the problem worldwide, San Joaquin District Attorney Ron Freitas, who was also at the press conference, said solutions include establishing a network of stakeholders that can help teach others how to identify and when to report suspicious activity. "We have to work very hard to educate people and make people aware, and combat it," Mr. Freitas told the Epoch Times. "Even with all the work we're doing, there's still more slavery today than ever in history."